Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been checking in with some of our political science friends this morning and get their take on the election. One of our good friends, David Schultz, professor of political science, also an instructor of law at Hamline University. Morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Did you get any sleep?
I got a couple hours last night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are on short night's sleep. Tell me any surprises, because you and I have spoken God knows how many times throughout this whole election cycle. Anything that surprised you last night? Anything that stood out to you, et cetera?
A few things. First, it's the incredible degeneration in the support that Democrats have from working class across America. I mean, they have across every state in the country. Democrats lost support among the working class.
I thought you said they had support. Now I understand.
They lost support across the board, and they overplayed the abortion issue in the sense that thinking that abortion is going to be the doorway to winning the presidency. And at the end of the day, there's all kinds of evidence. Not a surprise. Remember James Carville's line? It's the economy, stupid, from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I still say it was the price of what? Milk, bread, eggs, gasoline, et cetera, et cetera. And there's evidence that even those suburban women voted on the economy. Harris did worse in the suburbs than Biden did 4 years ago. So it's that incredible erosion. And with that, with the exception of maybe one race, which is Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, you know, in the state right next to mine here, in every close race in the United States, the Republicans won it. I think by the time the dust settles, they're going to win all the swing states that were in play.
So there's no doubt in your mind they take the House, because they've already taken the Senate and the White House. You think they take the House of Representatives as well, right?
It looks like it at this point. But again, we just don't know for sure. But if I were a betting person, I would say that they're going to probably take the House of Representatives. It's going to be narrow. It's going to be a very narrow race, you know, a majority for the Republicans. But I think they're going to have, you know, the political equivalent of a trifecta, you know, at the national level.
You know, you mentioned James Carville. He lives here and he's in and out. I know he listens to WWL. James, if you're listening, man, I know you know the hotline number. I would love to talk to you today, unless you're already booked with Newell, and I haven't looked ahead to see if you are or not. But James, if you're listening, man, call in. I give you an hour, next hour, to talk to you. Speaking of the economy, so despite abortion, despite Haitians, despite the Ohio thing, debates, this, that, the other thing, Joe Biden dropping out, Donald Trump making an issue of this with the disenfranchised Democratic primary voters, everything else. You make a list. I'm not specifically picking out Trump. Harris, what she said, all of that. Put it all in one big bag, and when you reach in, what you get out is the economy.
I think so, because this is what voters were concerned about 2 years ago, and it's stayed constant despite all that noise, everything that you've just mentioned there. You know, Biden in, Biden out, Harris in, all the other stuff like that. I think that was just kind of like noise or static surrounding the most core issue, which is the economy. Just at the end of the day, people are looking at their paycheck and they're looking at their grocery bill and they're saying, boy, something's not right here. And Harris never, I think, well spoke to that issue, never talked about it in terms of about those concerns. Now, we could have a great debate regarding whether or not presidents have any control, serious control over the economy or the price of goods, et cetera, but at the end of the day, I think that was part of the problem, is that she didn't speak to the concerns of working class America.
Got three words for you. Perception is reality, right? David Schultz, our guest, will pick it up here. We come back. Professor of political science at Hamline University. I did want to say this, too. David is also a professor of law. So if you, the audience, have any questions, constitutional questions or about the role of government or procedures in government moving forward that you wanted to ask, text them in and I'll pass them along to our good friend David Schultz when we come back. Professor of Political Science and Law at Hamline University, 851, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 858. Now a couple of minutes left with David Schultz, Professor of Political Science at Hamline University. We talked about this earlier, David, and I'll address it. The Supreme Court, you got Sotomayor that has had some health issues. The chances of either her stepping aside while you have a lame duck president and lame duck Senate so that they could push through a liberal justice. And on the other side, you got a conservative, a Republican House, Senate, and it would be the Senate, not the House, but a Republican Senate and Republican White House coming in. You got Alito that's 74 and Thomas is 76 or the other way around. The likelihood of them stepping down and Trump appointing and the Senate confirming two justices in the next 2 years that are in their 50s. Thoughts on that?
I think you're absolutely correct at this point. I know the Biden administration was planning on trying to fill, I think it's like about 47 or 50 approximately vacancies in the lower federal courts at this point. They were going to try to fill those no matter what. And I think there's going to be a bigger pressure on that. Expect to see a lot of pressure on Sotomayor also, although when they pressured off Breyer, remember a while ago, that didn't exactly go so well for them also either. So
what happened there? Refresh my memory, David, because we got a lot.
I mean, there was big pressure to put Breyer off. I mean, have Breyer to go off. Actually, I should correct myself here. He was replaced, with Ketanji Jackson.
Right.
So she's on this. I did work well here, I should say. But the concern is that the Republicans might be able to hold this up just for a few weeks if Sotomayor were to announce her retirement and not really allow anything to happen, because
then from the liberal standpoint, you're really screwed because now you got maybe three conservative justices being appointed by Trump in a Republican Senate.
Exactly. You're correct at this point. Plus, you're right. I could see Thomas and Alito stepping down in the next few years and getting replaced with younger versions of themselves.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.